I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. This is American Roots, celebrating the National Heritage Fellows, past and present. It's our annual tribute to great traditional artists, musicians, storytellers, and craftspersons who've been recognized by the National Endowment for the Arts since 1982. Grant Boltail, a 2019 Heritage Fellow, is a native of Crow Agency, Montana, and comes from a family of storytellers who held the history of the Absalake people. Grant spoke of his path in storytelling and sustaining his family's traditions.
Storytelling was a part of our lives. You know, people would sit around and tell things that they did, you know, chasing horses, chasing cows, people was glad to talk about it because things were changing at that time in 1940s. The whole world changed after World War II, I think, for the worse. We have newer things and more technology, but we're losing the way that we used to live in nature. And I believe that's how we were supposed to live. And then it suddenly changed, you know. People had stopped telling these stories because their lives were so hard. After a while, you know, people wanted to listen to stories and nobody knew the stories anymore. And so I tried to tell them how we live. And I do it for my children and my grandchildren so that they'll know that where we came from, how we lived before the reservation days. And I think that will help people understand that we don't have to be violent. We can cooperate and help people who need help so that our society will be much better.
Josephine Lobato is a master of culture embroidery, a style of needlework that traces its history to Spanish colonial times. Her canvases depict everyday life in the San Luis Valley of Southern Colorado.
I was raised in a little town called San Luis, Colorado, and it had a lot of history, so I knew all the stories. Many of the stories were tied to the Catholic Church, but it was mixed in with the folklore that I heard as a child or heard over the years. Slowly, I began to come up with different ideas, and I would design them myself, you know, because that was... Well, that was the only way to go. But I came up with my idea. I did paper dolls as a kid. I'll use my characters that I used in paper dolls. So I drew my women, my men, and I stuck pretty close to the period of time that the culture was going to be. Like if it was 1920, I made a 1920 hat or 1920 truck. I wanted it to be realistic because the stories were real. My idea when I first started was, what happened in Colorado? Where did they lose this? And they did, they lost it. I had seen the cultures at the museums and I wanted to learn to work just with one stitch. The rest is history, that's my life.
Rich Smoker defines his art form as floating sculpture, making wildfowl decoys of water birds on the eastern shore of Maryland. Rich shared with us how he got his start.
My dad had a couple of decoys, and he wasn't using them, so what the heck, I'll try it. So I grabbed the decoys and went down along the river and floated them. I was hooked. That was it. Floating sculpture. When I could see that, surrounded by fall colors, running water that was crystal clear, why would you want to do anything else but this? Working decoys, it's a decoy that is made to be utilitarian. It's made to be used to bring birds to the gun. Then you have decorative decoys. Now that fits into a number of different things. You can do it like the smooth bird, like everything is painted on it. Or you can get into the real decorative birds where each feather is individually carved, textured, and painted, you know, that way. You know, I'm trying to teach people, to show people that what we do is not a bunch of guys sitting around a wood stove chewing tobacco and making ducks. You know, it's more of an art form than what people realize, because there's so many factors that goes into this, into the carving, you know, the research, you know, the background, seeing it in life and everything involved. And it all comes to a head when you're working in the wood. And, you know, after doing it so long, I really can't imagine doing anything else but.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 5 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.